Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 11th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in Judges chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Do you remember the other judges that we've already talked about? Othniel and Ehud and Shamgar. And today we're going to talk about Deborah. Deborah is one of the leaders who has been established in the nation of Israel. And this is a very interesting story. We're going to break it up over a couple of days, but we'll read verses 1 through 10 today. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, now that Ehud was dead. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. Sisera, the commander of his army, was based in Hashereth Hagoyim, because he had 900 chariots fitted with iron and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. Now Deborah, a prophet, the wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went up to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Certainly I will go with you," said Deborah. "But because of the course you are taking, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. There Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali, and 10,000 men went up under his command. Deborah also went up with him. Now, before we move on, I know what you might be thinking the first time I read this story. All of the glory is going to go to Deborah. But in fact, there's going to be a little twist in the plot. So look forward to reading how the battle ends tomorrow. Now let's move on over to the Psalms. If you've been in this rhythm with me for a while, you know what I'm about to say. This is my favorite psalm. I love Psalm 130. It is a psalm that I wake to say almost every morning. Now, I don't know all of the words, but many of them are so rich to me. The reason that I love it is that it is a reminder that though God's law is perfect, we as humans cannot achieve perfection. And God has made a way for us to have relationship with Him through forgiveness, and especially we see that through our Lord Jesus. And so because we have this opportunity to be with God, we have a certain reverence for Him, or that's the goal, right? That we wait for the Lord, we understand and we trust in Him. And then I love how this psalm ends up. With Him is full redemption. With the Lord is unfailing love. That idea that whatever in your life, you cannot understand how the Lord could redeem it. There's a promise here for you that He will bring redemption. I think one version says He will bring plentiful redemption. So even if it's something that cannot be fixed here on earth, there is some type of plentiful redemption to come. Okay, enough of my commentary. Let's just read it together. A song of ascent. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. He Himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. And now we're going to move over to Matthew chapter 20, and I'm reading this out of my beloved copy of Scripture, and not one word is in black. Every word is in red, meaning that these are the words of Jesus. The parable of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into the vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others sitting around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those who were hired first came, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These men who were hired last only worked 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Don't we all imagine ourselves in this story as the one who has worked all day long? And yet, I think the Lord wants us to remember that oftentimes we're just that servant who comes in at the 11th hour. And He has been so generous with us. Several of these parables in succession are talking about kind of the upheaval of what the people thought the kingdom of God was going to be like. They believed the powerful were going to be in the highest ranks. They believed those who were rich, that somehow meant that they were most godly. And here, those who work really, really hard, they're going to be at the top of the kingdom. But Jesus reminds us that the first will be last and the last will be first. God asks for our generosity, our humility, and for us to be a people who are not seeking personal gain, who want to live in a way that honors Him and helps other people flourish. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for Your word, which reminds us that we can hope in You, because if You, O Lord, kept a record of sins, no one could stand, but You have made a way for our forgiveness. We also thank You for the pattern in Scripture, which reminds us that we can call out to You in our sin and that You hear our cries and You provide a deliverer, most clearly in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You for Jesus's red letters in my Bible for his speech to us, his parables, which remind us and work on us throughout the day. Lord, help us to think of the ways in which you have called us to be conduits of your love and generosity and grace. And thank you, Lord, that we as a people can come to you and that you show us great love. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever's going on behind their eyes, whatever they woke worrying about, would you remind them that you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. And I pray all of this in our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus. Amen.